name's Myra Allen, and I was born in South London, and we were bombed out right the night that the docks were bombed, you know, right at the beginning of it all. And our house was destroyed. Well, what wasn't destroyed by the fire was then destroyed by the water. And we were evacuated. I was too young to go away on my own. My sister went away on her own. But I went with my mother to a place, little place, another little village called Brixworth, just outside Northampton. And then my father managed, actually he did come as well, because he worked for a company that evacuated to Northampton. So he was with us for a while until he was called up, and he went away into the army. And I lived there until 46, 47, you know, by the time everybody, it was all cleared up and everything. So I remembered nothing about London at all. And I'd been used to the country, as you're saying, you know, and cows and farm and hay ricks and people coming round with a cart with the milk, and you took your jug out and all that sort of thing. And I can remember when I came back to London that I just couldn't believe what it was like, because I had no memory of it at all. You know, it just seemed so crowded, so busy. I was used to playing out in the street. Well, I know in sort of the late 40s, in some streets in London you could, but the road where I lived you couldn't, because it was, you know, had traffic. And I can remember when I was evacuated, we all used to play with a skipping rope right across the road, you know, all that, where you all kept skipping in and skipping out and all that sort of thing. And I remember I found it really hard when we came back. But one of my strongest memories was when I was evacuated, and my cousin was going out with a chap who was in the RAF, and he came home on leave and he bought me a banana. And I had never, ever seen a banana, you know. And I can remember, you know, you have those colouring books, you know, and there's a yellow thing, banana. And I can remember somebody saying, "Do you know what this is?" And me saying, "It's a banana." And you just can't imagine not having all those things, can you? And then there was all the rationing as well, which when we were evacuated, actually we were better off than when we came back to London, because of the farms, and they grew their own stuff and everything. It was quite hard. And then my next sort of biggest memory was when sweets came off ration. I can remember wine gums were the first things to come off ration. I was quite old. It was about 1951 or something, or 52. I remember rushing down to the sweet shop and buying Roundtree's fruit gums, you know, and things like that. Really, so my sister, she took the London exam that you were talking about, and she passed. But Notre Dame Girls' School was evacuated to Northampton, so they took her because she'd passed the London exam. But when the war finished, as soon as it finished, they came back to London. And because we weren't Catholics, they wouldn't let her stay at the school. So they went back, and then she was abandoned, you know. And she came back a bit earlier than us and lived with some relations and went to a grammar school in London. But I thought that was a really awful thing to do, because, in fact, the area where Notre Dame was quite near where all our relations lived. So she could have come back and lived with this aunt and gone to the school, but they said no. She wasn't a Catholic, so she couldn't stay there. And that's it, really.